Our first witness today will be Kathleen Fisher. We found out something about Ms. Fisher's story from a Wall Street Journal article last week. Ms. Fisher, if you'd come forward and tell us your experience with Sandy and State Government, we'd appreciate it. You're on.
Okay, thanks. Good morning. To start quickly, because I don't want to take too much of your time, from the beginning, we were pretty much with no information for quite some time. FEMA, our insurance company, the only information that I got in the beginning directly after Sandy was that my insurance company explained to me that we would have full coverage for the damage that we had. We ended up with, depending on where you were standing, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 feet of water. We also had, along with that, sewage, and there were oil leaks on our streets, so we had an oil issue as well. The Environmental Protection Agency had to come and excavate all our soil because of that. We then started hearing through word of mouth that because our home is set up in a situation where our first floor is ground level and then two floors above, that there was a chance we would not have insurance coverage. Because what we found out is that somewhere along the line, our flood insurance policy, I guess once FEMA took over as flood insurance, the runners of flood insurance, if you had a ground level with any kind of a downgrade, be it 2 inches, 7 inches, it didn't have to even be a full step, you would have very limited coverage. So I can tell you right now, to this day, nobody's ever told me that that's why we got as little as we ended up getting eventually from the insurance company, but that was our situation. We did all of our demolition ourselves because, again, there was no money coming in. FEMA did call us several times and offered to relocate us, pay for our relocation assistance. But what we did was, we were very thankfully, after 4 weeks without heat or hot water, we had a plumber come in, out of the goodness of his heart, install the new appliances that we needed. And we then received a small check from our insurance company in February of 2013, and were able to pay him off. So then the issue became, we applied for the small business loan. We applied with the Small Business Association. They at that point came in and said that we would need upwards of about $96,000 to do the repair work that we needed to have done. FEMA in the meantime, I could tell you, FEMA gave us a verbal denial early on, but I just received my official letter of denial from FEMA on July 31st, 2013. And it was dated November 10th, 2012. So that's how long it took to get that in writing. We did get the approval for the SBA loan. However, that did not come until the end of April. So it wasn't going to give us a chance to, the whole idea behind it, what they said was to give us a chance to get started prior to getting our insurance money. Well, that was a little bit far down the line, and at that point we knew we weren't going to have insurance money. When our small insurance check finally did come, it took me 3 months to get my mortgage company to endorse it. It literally took 3 months. Faxes, phone calls, fights. The biggest issue that I found through this entire experience was that nobody showed any kind of compassion to any of us. And I speak for everybody that I've spoken to, which is a lot of people who lost so much from this flood. We've been treated like criminals, basically, like we're trying to get something for nothing when we're just trying to get the insurance money that we initially thought that, was due us. So we, my husband, thank God, is a carpenter. He, myself, and my son did all our demolition ourselves. He's done most of the work and repair work. We haven't done a whole lot because we're still very unclear on what the elevation levels are to be. We've gone through the grants. The grant is a whole, is another entire issue. I applied for the RREM grant. They immediately denied us because they said that we never applied with FEMA, which we did, and I supplied them with that information. They then told me that it would be no problem. They would accept my application as long as I brought all the information from FEMA to them. They would scan it at their office that they have temporarily set up, and my grant would go in as promised. When I brought everything out to them, they said they could no longer scan my material. My application would not be accepted, and I would have to appeal. So I'm now in an appeal process with them. There was a $10,000 grant. I can't off the top of my head remember the initials for that one. But the $10,000 grant I applied for twice. The first time the application was lost, and the second time I haven't heard anything. I can't get any answers from anybody there. You're unable to check your status online. We're basically just, our hands are tied. We've done what we could, as much as we could physically and financially, and other than that, we're just waiting on answers. You know, we still don't even know how we should rebuild at this point, you know? The interesting thing is the fact that the insurance company turned around and called our ground floor a basement. It says on the front of my insurance policy that we've paid for many years, the maximum premium, it says three or more stories, non-elevated, no basement. So I don't know how, you know, they're able to get away with that. So that's really the gist of what's happened. Everybody I spoke with throughout, and any inspectors that came to our homes, they didn't seem to know what they were doing. We got different answers from everybody that we spoke with, from FEMA to the grant, RREM grant people, the SBA, the insurance company. I mean, the list goes on and on. Everybody gave us different answers. You know, we've just been basically, our hands are tied. A year later, we're still feeling like we've just been hung out.
The Wall Street Journal article refers specifically to a company called Hammerman and Greiner, or HGGI, who was selected by state officials in May to administer the two programs distributing $780 million in federal money to Sandy victims, including our biggest homeowner relief initiative, the $600 million reconstruction, rehabilitation, elevation, and mitigation program. When you say you had a difficult time, is this the group that you found to be one of the groups that created problems for you?
I found FEMA to be difficult. I found my mortgage company to be difficult, and the REM grant people extremely difficult. Each individual that I spoke with gave me different information. The applications themselves were very hard to navigate through. I mean, I spoke with people that are much more intelligent than I can even try to be, and they found the applications difficult to fill out. Like I say, the biggest problem that I had was the fact that they made the mistake with my application, yet they're punishing me for that. I don't know what they did, but their reason for denial was they said that I didn't file with FEMA. They had all the correct information that I did file with FEMA, yet they still said there's nothing they can do. I have to appeal and wait. Each person I dealt with from there told me something different. And I actually spoke to somebody from the inside who was working there temporarily, and I was told that those people were given no more than 2 hours training. to work at those positions out at the Grant
Center. This is the
That would be at the Grant
Center. REM grant program?
Yes. Yes. So that was that. Anybody that came to inspect our home, be it from the SBA, FEMA, they were all from out of state. None of them wanted to be there, and they all made sure they told us that. I mean, that's just how it was. You just basically felt like a criminal through the whole experience.